This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Gracious God, we thank you, Lord of the dance, and we pray that you will touch our hearts in such a way that we are willing to get up out of our chairs and join the party. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Another boring weekend at St. Joseph's. Well, it's the first day of Sunday school, I know, but guys, we have to have a test. But it's an easy one, okay? It's an easy one. Couple simple questions. Do we want life and prosperity, or death and adversity? What do you think? Life? I'm with you. Life? Who else is for life? Raise your hand. We might be here a while, guys. Get those hands up. Life and prosperity. One more question. I'm almost afraid to ask it. Do we want blessings or curses? Who's for blessings? I know you're tired, guys, but come on, this is easy. Pretty obvious, isn't it? You know, it is laid out for us that way in the reading today from Deuteronomy. And the way that we're going to get those is what we're celebrating here this weekend, by walking in God's ways. You probably have noticed these footprints scattered on the floor today, representing our children as they continue their own journey spiritually, physically, emotionally, in the body of this church with our support. When we end our service today, we're going to be commissioning 11 people who are going out on spiritual pilgrimage. And you will see the clowns adding their footprints going out of this church as they continue on their journey. But we all continue on this journey, and it is just that journey that is mentioned in Deuteronomy of trying to walk in God's ways. But here's the challenge. Sometimes we need to get back on course. And I think this is a great time in our school year to do that in our spiritual lives as well. We're kicking off now with our youth programs and our Journey to Adulthood programs and Right 13 for all of these wonderful young people. And I got to hand it to you guys. This is amazing. You were up all night long, right? And here they are worshiping with us this morning at 9:30. That says something special about what's happening here. Our children begin their Sunday school, and we are continuing as we will be getting in now to our adult formation programs and all these opportunities we have to get on track. The example that I always am left with when I think of this is when you go to an orchestra, to a concert for the first time, and all of those musicians come in and they sit down in their seats, and then there's one lead musician who plays a note. And it's the clearest, perfect pitch note you can imagine. And then all those other musicians have to get their instruments to match that note. And they start, and there is this cacophony of sound going on, and closer till they're all playing that same perfect note. This is our spiritual journey. We continue to look to the Lord of the dance for the perfect note, but sometimes as we get a little bit astray, we can come back and be brought forward as we move forward. You know, Jesus is talking about that today. And I know when we hear these words, I've got to hate my mom and dad. I've got to sell everything I own. Well, put that into perspective of what Jesus has been talking about these last weeks. It's all about our priorities. Remember last week, he was with all those people and he's saying, don't choose the greatest seat, choose the least so that you can be invited up higher. And remember in the middle of that story, he interrupts them all to heal somebody because that's the priority. It's about getting our priorities straight. That's what we're celebrating here today, and we celebrate every week. I grew up in St. Louis, you know that by now, and they have that beautiful gateway arch, 630 feet high, the tallest monument in the United States. When I was growing up, they were building that thing, and they didn't build one leg of it and then just make their way all the way over to the other side. They built the two legs at the same time and worked their way up. Do you know when they were starting what the margin of error was, how much they had leeway of getting wrong so that if they didn't do it that way, it wouldn't meet at the top? Would you like to take a guess? 2 inches, somebody says? Quarter of an inch. Somebody was here last night. I heard the right answer. Must be one of the clowns. That's it, 1/64th of an inch. Do you realize how tiny a margin of error that is? And they would not have met at the top. Now, if you want to take that metaphor, I mean, God is always going to be able to bring us back no matter how far we might stray. But from the other perspective of the way I want to live my life, I don't want to stray so far because I want those two legs to meet at the top. And these are the opportunities we have before us. Sometimes it's hard, but we have a great thing that we celebrate here today. Sometimes we think it's too hard. These people who are preparing for their own pilgrimage, the requirements and the spiritual preparation we ask of them, it's a lot. But as you know, if you've gone, what an incredible gift it gives to us. I want to end today with a story that I have told to some of you before of the crucifix, the cross that we are all uniquely given. Somebody had their cross and they were very upset because, God, this cross is too big, it's too heavy. I can't carry it. I can't stay up with you carrying this cross. Pleads and pleads with God, and so finally God relents and says, okay, I'll give you a smaller cross. So this person gets the smaller cross, and they continue on their journey, and they're marching, 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 and they come to this big, open ravine. Can't get across. But they see all these other people carrying their cross, and they can take their cross and place it down, and it reaches across the ravine, and they walk across the ravine and pick up their cross and then continue on their merry way. But the person who had bartered for the cheaper, smaller cross, it didn't reach. And they were kind of stuck. My yoke is easy. As Jesus says, my yoke is well fitted for each one of us. And we have a God that no matter how off-key or off-center we might get, is there to pull us back and to move us along the way. May we be willing to do that as we embark on this journey together. Amen.